Most of us know someone who's a theoretician. You know, one of those boffins who has a whole bunch of great ideas, but somehow they can't quite manage to implement them. Actually, we all need those sort of thinkers. And if you're one of them, or perhaps you know one, there are just one or two things that they can do to overcome their natural tendency not to achieve anything with their great ideas. That's what today's program is all about. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective. Albert Einstein was a scientist, in fact, probably the most famous scientist in all of human history. The guy's an icon. But Einstein wasn't always a famous scientist. The mind is indeed a powerful thing, and for a theoretical server, it's almost everything. Albert Einstein's famous quote about his intelligence is this: "It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer." Perhaps he understates his IQ just a little bit, but he speaks of the driving motivation of the theoretical server to stay with problems longer. As a lowly paid patents clerk in the Swiss patents office, he used to sit at lunchtime and watch the clock on the clock tower near where he worked in Bern, and imagine what would happen to time if he flew away from that tower at a constant speed approaching the speed of light. Surely time would slow down. So was born the special theory of relativity, and then subsequently the more universally applicable general theory of relativity. And so Einstein upset centuries of scientific thought by suggesting that Newtonian physics couldn't in fact explain the universe. What was needed, he reasoned, was a much more dynamic notion of space and time than that offered by the static laws of physics developed by Newton. It was completely groundbreaking. And in order to turn Newton's comfortable, conventional, universally accepted laws of physics on their head, the very laws which appeared to explain the universe, Einstein had sat and thought about these problems for a very long time. Years, in fact. He had used his mind to come up with a single equation that revolutionized science, an equation that spoke of the interchangeability of matter and energy. You've heard it, E equals mc squared. Like I said, we need thinkers. We need these theoretical servers. Now, the notion of personality types is, of course, nothing new. It's not something that modern-day psychologists invented. It's an idea, in fact, that God came up with. After all, he made us, and he tells us about it through what theologians call the motivational giftings in Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. You and I call them personality types. Have a listen to them. "We each have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, and the compassionate in cheerfulness." Well, one of those is the minister or the server. We met the practical server yesterday on the program, and today we're going to chat about the theoretical server, or the boffin, as I like to call them. So, are you a boffin? I mean, a practical server. Is that your personality type, or perhaps that of someone you know? Well, here are some common attributes that most boffins or theoretical servers share in common to help you answer that question. Theoretical servers are deep thinkers who enjoy lots of time alone so that they can study and learn. In fact, you'll see them at social engagements. They find themselves more observing happenings than participating in them. In fact, they can feel just a little bit overwhelmed in large groups and gatherings. The theoretical server needs time alone to recharge their batteries, and they really enjoy spending time just on their own. In a public place like a cafe or a park bench, they just kind of sit there and they really enjoy observing others rather than participating. They love to learn and to gain knowledge, and the people they really like to hang out with are people who have similar interests. A physicist who's doing research into some specific area of quantum mechanics loves spending time with other nuclear physicists, talking about the detail of their research. And because they love being an expert in their field, they absolutely hate looking foolish. What they love is asking questions. What they hate is noisy, intrusive people. They don't much enjoy having fun. They're into solitude and thinking. My hunch is that if you're a theoretical server or you know someone who is, you will really relate to that description. It's distinctive and unmistakable. But we each have our low points, and theoretical servers, let me tell you, are no different. And as with all the other personality types, their low points seem to come straight out of their strengths, almost as a natural extension of their strengths. So here are the natural weaknesses and limitations of the theoretical server. When I was writing my book about all this, it's called My Personality GPS, I actually interviewed one person from each of the personality types on this radio program. It's a few years ago now. And the theoretical server that I interviewed was a man called Jim. Interestingly, of all the people I interviewed, he had the best handle on his weaknesses. Maybe that's because he's a thinker. Here's what he said. I'm reading from the transcript of his interview in my book. I've got to stop gazing at the environment all the time and focus on what I think God's wanting me to do. So this knowledge thing can become a trap because you can be so interested. You know, I could walk into a bookshop and I would systematically work my way around the shop and pick up anything that I thought was interesting. After a while, I realized I was just going in 10 different directions at the same time. I don't want to do that. I want a godliness and to be able to focus and get my life going in a direction that I think is a Christian responsibility, to come up against this attraction to knowledge and go off in all different directions. See, that's it. The theoretical server's biggest issue is that their thoughts become scattered. They're always thinking about this and thinking about that, and they amass information and knowledge and books and press clippings, and all of a sudden, they realize that they're so immersed in thinking, they've forgotten everything else. They easily lose focus and they become distracted as they dive down yet another rabbit hole in search of knowledge. And as a result of all that, they become socially withdrawn, living almost like hermits. It's a real issue for them. I actually spoke to Jim's wife of many years, and she told me that after she married him, it took her years to realize that she'd married someone who just simply wasn't into having fun. With their lives revolving around thinking, details, knowledge, and all that, they lose contact with time and reality to the point where they never actually achieve anything. I have a friend who's an architect. He's recently completed building a new house for himself and his wife. Now, the design phase he reveled in, but the building phase almost killed him because he's a thinker, not a doer. So, the way that a theoretical server overcomes these limitations is to develop more confidence in themselves by becoming more decisive. And I just don't mean decisive in their opinions. I'm talking here about being decisive in doing things. The theoretical server is often really surprised at how fulfilling and satisfying it can be when they actually put their knowledge into action, when they stop just thinking and they start doing. The mere act of taking charge of their life and doing stuff, achieving some goals and objectives, lifts them to a whole new level. When they start small, just setting some achievable goals, and they actually achieve them, it's like a whole new world opens up to them. I mean, my friend, the architect who actually built the house, like I said, it almost killed him, but he's absolutely over the moon, absolutely cock-a-hoop with his achievement, and that spurred him on to try new things. My friend, we all have our strengths and limitations, and the more we come to grips with our inherent limitations and start doing something about them, hey, the better our lives are going to be. Remember, Jesus came so that you could live your life in all of its abundance. That's what this series is all about. It turns out that old dogs really can learn new tricks. Awesome stuff. So far this week, we've looked at how the giver, the practical server, and the theoretical server can be at their best by overcoming their natural limitations. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be chatting about the personality type of the prophet. Oh, and if you missed any of these messages, you can listen to them again online right now at ChristianityWorks.com. Just click on the A Different Perspective section on the homepage. And listen, while you're at our website, have a good look around. I'm not sure if you've stopped by online since we put up our brand new website, but there are so many resources there for you, and they're much easier to find these days, particularly if you hop into the Resources Library, which groups all of the thousands of programs by subjects that you'll be interested in. That's all online at ChristianityWorks.com, so check it out. I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow as we take another look at your natural strengths and weaknesses from a different perspective.